We'll start out with the minutes to be accepted. We have the August 2nd Town Board meeting minutes, and we have the August 17th Town Board Committee meeting minutes that we need a motion for approval. Motion by Jared, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Tonight we have no resolutions. Correspondence, Village of Catskill Conservation notice from August 12th until further notice. That was, I believe that's still in effect. I mean, you have rain, but I'm sure there's going to be a water advisory out there for a certain length of time going forward. Second correspondence we have is from Central Hudson, a letter clearing overgrown vegetation, trees, and over the next several months. That's normal maintenance that happens throughout the town of Catskill. A little bit different, we have correspondence from the New York State Parks and Recreation and Historic Preservation. The Captain Joseph Allen House, located at 210 Jefferson Heights, has been placed on the National Register of Historic Places. And for those not familiar, that's up by our cemetery entrance, and that's, I don't really know who owns it currently, but that would be in Liz's house. I tried to pull that correspondence, I didn't have it. I read it and I gave it to the town clerk, but I was going to see who the current owner is. But it does give advantages for improvement tax benefits and such like that on the property. But it's a great home. They're doing some pretty nice work up there. Okay, letter of resignation was from Anna Signoretti. She was doing our ambulance billing for us, and she's been employed with the Village of Catskill as a clerk for a while, so she no longer has the time to do our part-time work as well. So that's posted currently online on the town webpage. The one I'm not familiar with is that was just the letter from John Barford of Piano Tuning in regards to the senior center. Was that a quote or just a letter letting us know that he was out there?
Just letting us know that he's back. He was MIA because of COVID.
Okay. So if we need any work up there, he's available. Okay. Very good. And that's going to conclude our correspondence unless anybody has something to add to that. Continuing business. Tonight we're going to have to put out for bid and get a good RFP for the senior center flooring because per our policies or our procurement policies, the few little estimates that we've had investigated is the price of doing the floor over is over $30,000. So per our policy, we got to put that out to a bid. So we're going to have to get a good scope of work drawn up for exactly how we want that to be prepared.
Well, make a motion to let the bid increase so we can scope it out for us to make a motion.
Sure. You want to make a motion here?
To make a motion to go out to bid to replace the floor with the senior center.
Need a second?
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. And town hall renovations, we approved that at our last meeting. We're close to getting that underway as far as contractor. Ted just really wanted a little better scope of how the payments were going to be processed or a schedule of payment, and that was supplied to us a few days ago. So I think we're ready to go. I mean, I signed it, I just haven't sent it out. But for those that aren't aware of that, or that haven't been aware of, not aware of that, we approved that at the last meeting, and the scope of that work was going to come to a total of $318,000, and we put a 10% escalator in there for anything that's unforeseen, like the flooring in the courtrooms. That hasn't been insulation under there. So we were told last minute that it gets a little cold in the winter, so we may look at putting something in your office, putting some foam, spray foam in there as well to make that a little more energy efficient. I'm aware of that, but we mentioned that last meeting. So that's scheduled to take place shortly. Completion date, we haven't gotten to that yet, but in the works. Contract renewal, we just got a correspondence from Leeds Fire Department actually today, and I forwarded it to the town of Athens. They're looking for a 10% increase in their contract for this year and the next 2 years. So over 3 years they want, they're looking for a 30%, 10, 10, and 10. But again, that's all negotiable. It's a starting point, and we'll have multiple meetings with the town board and have a joint public hearing with Athens as well. Okay. Seven and a seven, which we offered him a 7%.
No, our ambulance cut. Aren't we in negotiation?
Oh, negotiation for that. Elaine goes back on that, and hopefully, as early as next week, we should. Firewood has nails, but I mean, I think we should do that. I mean, that seems like an easier, not easier, but I don't really want to get into the negotiation side of it.
No, I just wonder if we started yet with that.
We had a set down with Angel and with our management team and, you know, laying out what we wanted in the contract, and then we haven't got any response or request from the ambulance union as of yet, what they're looking for. It's just a little thing that we, you know, Kirsten would like to clean up. It's just that we have three different ways that the town hall people get fronted annual leave differently or earn time differently than highway, and we also earn it differently in ambulance. So it's a little difficult for Kirsten to say, okay, some people get it fronted, some people get it fronted after 6 months, some people earn it every 2 weeks, you know, on a monthly basis. So we talked about that in a lot of detail, but it's still a difficult thing if it's possible to get everybody on the same group if we're looking at it. And that's what we spend a lot of time on today, trying to get that resolved. So other than that, that's all we have on the agenda tonight, actually, as far as our meeting. Any comments or concerns from the public that would like to be addressed?
So this week is a very crucial week for the Village of Catskill to finish its request for the DRI grant. And I think it has to be in by the 14th, letters have to be in, and they send it all in on the 20th. The Village of Catskill had a community meeting where it was all discussed like what people would like to see. Mm-hmm. And the majority of people in that room said they'd like to see a community center. Our community center was really utilized by people throughout the whole town of Catskill. And I'm thinking it would be really nice if we could get the town board to stand behind and make direct letters on how they also see a community center as being something that's necessary for the Village of Catskill. We may not get it for this DRI grant, but that coming in this year can help us from next year. So I don't know if that's something that's in the works or if that's been discussed with you guys, but I just felt like that's something that we might want to consider and would have to be done by the 14th. By the 14th.
So my question is, who's going to run this unit, this community?
So that's something that needs to be discussed within the year, right?
Because you've been down this road before.
Right.
We had a community center. It was ran by an organization. The organization is gone. Sold the building. Kept the money. And now we want to do another one.
You know what?
Are they going to donate that $1 million towards it?
To be honest with you, I'm just as upset, and there are a lot of people in the community who are upset by this. They still hold the name Catskill Community Center hostage. They won't give it up. And they're holding that money in an escrow. When we asked them to help for the summer rec program, it was like pulling teeth to get them to even give it the little bit that they did. But this is going beyond that. So if we don't consider them, the village still and the town still needs a community center. How it's going to be run is something that we can work together at it. You know, there's many things we can throw on the table. Do we do something with the library? Do we do something with YMCA? There's so many options that we can have that can create sustainability for that community center. But that's something that we
don't know. My only concern is, right, everybody reads all the towns applying for this for the community center. And they're all going to assume that the town is going to run it. And then when it comes down to it, right, if you get the grant, we're really not in favor of running another community center.
Well, then that's something that we can say inside the letter, I think. Say that, you know, we believe that a community center needs to be to exist for our people, but we don't want to, you know, I'm saying write the letter for the village so that the village can put this in and we can talk about it next year with a little bit more power behind us. I mean, when it comes down to it, a lot of people from the town are utilizing that that community center.
Oh, there's no question.
This is something that's like a
village and town. We need a community center, I believe. The drawback was always management. We built the building and it's used properly. So ideally, a community center would be built that would replace a couple facilities. One would be the senior center would become part of the community center. It would encompass birth to death.
Correct. And it has to do, right, exactly. It's for every community, every population.
Yeah,
every
community center with, and a lot of the ones you look at are actually, the municipality hires a director. There's not a former director. There's a director, and that's how it's handled.
Especially if it's going to be owned by a municipality, if it's going to be owned by the town, or if it would be owned by the village. You know, I just don't know who's going to manage something like that if we have, you know, because that's a
huge.
That's kind of, you know, if you're going to really run a community center, it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars just to manage that facility every year. And then you got to heat it, and you got the maintenance on it. I mean, it's easily a $300 to $400 more operation to run.
I mean, as a board member, I have no problem writing a letter of support for a community center if it helps with the grant.
With the understanding that there's a lot of homework to do.
And there is a lot of homework to do, but
I mean,
we have a lot of people.
I mean, has there been any studies, like, location-wise? I mean, what's...
There are different people who are doing different things. You have the directors of the library who were talking about if we move the library into it and how there's a sustainability rate of library money that's continuously coming in, how they can help run it. You know, there's so many different groups with different ideas, but getting people together has been the struggle to come up with these ideas. And the Castle Community Center Board that exists now have nothing to do with it.
Has the committee looked at other community centers within the Capital District or Hudson Valley
that are successful?
We
don't have an actual community center committee. That doesn't exist. I mean, maybe that's what we can do within this year as we send in the letter. We have, in other words, with Margaret, who's the grant writer who got a tenner of the money, the DRI. Margaret is now our grant writer. And she said to us in the meeting, she said, we need the letters to come in this year. We're not going to get the grant next year. But next year, we reapply, and we already have all these letters coming in, say, community center. And then this year, we can work out plans, and we do studies. We can find out from other municipalities how they do it. So, I mean, Margaret was really much like, write the letters now, get them in there, and then next year, that's when we apply for that. I mean, I just think that's something
that... Did the grant writing for Tannersville?
I can't remember her last name, but it's Margaret. It's her first name.
Tomlinson?
No, not Margaret Tomlinson.
Oh, no.
Margaret Thompson was actually the...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was my next step.
Exactly.
Well, that's why I knew you were referring. That's why I wanted to see, you know, what we were talking about.
I can't even recall her last name.
That's okay. I
have no problem writing a letter of support. It's like he said, it's not going to be a grant for this year anyway. Next year.
But it doesn't empower the village in its efforts to want to get this grant that can help us. You know,
right. Regardless of where they end up going,
that whole meeting was about a bunch of ideas to try to
get
from.
And they have to give out like I think it's 10 different ideas at 2.1 million. I think that's what they have to do. They have to put in 10 different ideas for the village, and they have to do like infrastructure or community public businesses, like investing in public businesses, or a community project like the community center. You know, so there's different things that they have to put in. So, and then the state decides, I don't know how, but the letters of support for these different projects is what helps the state decide. So, yeah.
And what's the amount of the grant?
It's up to 10 million. So normally it's like 2.7 million is like the minimum that a municipality can get. 4.6, I believe, was the number thrown out. But then it's
and how long do you have to spend it? How long is it?
Well, that's the whole thing. You don't get the money up front, actually. You do have to find ways of paying for it, the project, and then you get the grant money.
Right.
It's
a reimbursement grant, so to speak.
It is like a reimbursement grant.
Do you have to start the project within 2 years of the award?
Is that what it is?
I could be wrong on that, but I think it's 2 years. You have to at least start the process within 2 years. But
if it was a vibrant community center and people used it, I mean, it would be a fantastic thing to have in our town without a
doubt. Well, you see, what we have the problem with the old community center is that it's prime middle city location.
There was no parking there. There was no bus drive.
It was right on Main Street, and they knew that they could get a lot of money for it, and that's what they dissolved all the programs little by little. I mean, it was such
a usage was low at the end. I mean, honestly, I mean, because when they would come here, I mean, usage, I mean, if they had 15 children using it, but again, that's not a community center. That's, it was used for youth at
youth,
that time.
That's it.
But that, that's also a reflection of the programs that were being offered.
Right,
too.
Right.
Because when I was a kid going there, I'm sure everybody
right.
else,
place was packed.
Right. Well, it was packed, I mean, back in the day.
See, that's another thing to look into is a partnership with, like, a Boys and Girls Club.
Exactly. So there was talks about talking to Boys and Girls Club, talking to the YMCA, going to the Saki and saying, listen, what if we did this over here, what if we had a pool? You know, there were other things being brought up like that. So, I mean, we have a year to start really investigating, and we may even have 2 years to actually.
The big thing is starting it.
Exactly.
Well, we can also start by putting pressure on the community center board to free up that money and put it back into kids.
I mean, they are a community board, and they are, no one has actually approached them. No one has said anything to them. And they hold that money in escrow.
Oh, we have, when they came and
gave right. We asked for
and they haven't been back since.
Oh, right.
Right. And I think it was a number around $20,000 that they were willing, and they did supply $20,000 for the summer rec, towards the summer.
Right. And they were approaching other organizations like the Casco Wheelhouse to take over the summer rec program. And when the Casco Wheelhouse said, can you give us any money? They said, no, we can't do that. So, you know, there was a shady business going on in between, and it's just, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame that they can't get that money to utilize our community.
And then ultimately, we should, you know, that money should come back to the community.
It should.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's all taxpayers.
Within the tax, and I'll kind of go right on, you know, what Paul's saying is a segue into it, is that, you know, the town of Catskill, the taxpayers of this community, supported that organization for a lot of years, and it was money well spent, but again, without the donations or the contributions from the town, which was a high number that we were given, I think, $100,000 a year for many years.
More than that, it was $150,000.
Right. So, so some of that money is, it might, you know, around about, it's still taxpayer money, because without our money, they wouldn't have that investment.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think that's important not to lose sight of. But it's, you know, again, back in the day, not to get off again, we had this thing called Splash, and you probably hear that, Rick and Joe.
Sure.
It's back when they, you know, they raised money and they were trying to build a community pool probably in the 70s, and that didn't get off the ground. And then they gradually kept contributing to other organizations, and then they depleted that money. So it's a...
I remember the pool, but I'm not that old.
Remember the pool up by Marshall and Sterling?
I do remember the pool up there. Yeah.
So on Jefferson Heights, but Marshall and Sterling?
Yeah.
Well, there was a
pool up
there.
I know, I remember that. I was there for years. Yeah.
And the bypass came in. From there. But then they were going to build a new community pool, and it, you know, Casco was very vibrant at the time, and there was a lot of, you know, local merchants, and there was a lot of contributions going on, and they couldn't get that pool built, and the same thing with the YMCA. They had a big fund drive in Coxsackie, right, to build the Y, and they were going to do the pool. And yet you, Quigley from Dinah, built a lot of, you know, a lot of big fundraising individuals that did contribute and tried to get additional contributions, and they fell short of their goal of putting a pool even in society. So it just goes to show you how much money, not that we shouldn't try it, but I mean, it's to get everything. I mean, if you want a community center with a, I hear a lot about the pool, and that would be fantastic if we can get it done, but it's definitely, you know, we got a couple of hills to climb.
Mm-hmm.
But not saying we can't get there.
Right.
So, okay. You know, I mean, if it helps the village get to get the grant, I mean, I'm not saying I would want to commit, you know, of the town of Casco running or owning or managing the community center. But if it helps the village get 2.7 or 4.6 million,
or 10,
right.
or but 10, I mean, it's that's a, you know, we don't lose in that situation.
But also, one of the things I'd like to point out in what you're saying is that, as far as not being involved with it, the people of the town, it serves the people of the town. So as representatives of the people of the town should have some involvement in it. And I'm not saying, I don't know what, in what capacity.
Yeah, but on the flip side, with the community center, right, it served the village, but they didn't do anything for it. We paid the whole
Right. And so maybe a local village will show up and use parks and things like that as well. I mean, it wasn't merely just the village also stopped. When you guys stopped and said, okay, we can't give you any more money, the village also stopped.
No, the village stopped years before that.
The village stopped before that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
town
was the only contributor.
Probably 2006 or 2007.
Yeah. The village said, hey, it's a town responsibility.
That's interesting. I thought it was the other way around. I'm so
sorry.
No,
the village pulled out of there early. Years before.
Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, years before.
Okay, that's,
yeah, that's true.
Okay. But at this point, I have no problem allowing the town clerk to send a letter of support in the village's looking for a grant.
You know, if I'm okay with that, too. Anything we can do to help bring the money in is fine.
That's a good issue, though.
No, it's good. You okay with it, Paul? Just as a letter of, you know, of support.
It's a plantation amount, you know, what they did with this community center and the money that's flowing, you know.
Well, you're also in a position of power where you can also say this to the members of that board. Send them a letter. Say, listen, we've given you this much money for this amount of years, and now you have this money in escrow, and we would like to know if you're going to utilize it for our people.
Right. What they're saying.
I mean,
now,
why not say something very blunt?
The narrative now is we put $1.2 million in investments, and we all know the stock market went down, and we're down 20%. That's what they're going to tell you.
Yeah.
So they're telling you they're down 200. So now they want to keep this, you know.
To make that.
It's supposed to be turned into a community endowment fund.
You know,
that's
like the stuff.
But that's not what the community center is for. Community center, the endowment fund should just be for the town of Village of Cassis, community activities.
Exactly. No, I agree with you.
Right. You know, if we get to that point, getting activity up in these locations, like even our senior center, we have a core group and we do good on certain days up there, meeting more people. But we're always trying to grow the membership and the participation at even at our senior center. I mean, there's. Again, if you have the breakfast, you might get 50 people, but on a regular basis, it might be 20. But we'd love to see 50 people show up there every day. You know, so it's hard, and you know, it's just hard sometimes.
I had a meeting with the director of the Green Mountain Transit, and we were talking about the fact that there are no buses running on Saturdays or Sundays, where a lot of the seniors who live in behind Walmart or by the Elliott, they're not able to get to places during the weekend, and they would love to. And we were talking about like how we can create more visibility of the transit system that exists through the ARC. And we were talking about maybe like doing like bus stops throughout the county where they stop, you know, so that people see that there's a place, like, oh, there's a bus route, you know, like, maybe with the schedule. But, you know, this is something that, again, would be have to do with the town and the county and the village.
Right,
you know,
that's really a county government function, that bus. And we're trying to promote
bus stops on Main Street, or the bus stops on the west side.
Senior Center,
stops.
Price Chopper, Shop Right.
You guys
demolished.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a signage out there?
No. Nice little ass moves.
Nice little bus.
They destroyed it.
When was this?
First year they put them up?
2000.
When they first started, the bus route to make it public.
Joe, you were on the board back then, weren't you? So about 2010?
No.
The bus stops?
No. Who was?
Yeah, I don't remember the bus stops being there.
Yep.
And but
we
still have two of them.
But the rider participation on most of those runs is very low. I mean,
but that's because a lot of people I know, like born and raised here, are like, oh, you have a bus system? I'm like, really? You don't know about this?
I look at the schedule, and it seems to me, though, if you go to Walmart, you know, if you're going to get dropped off at Walmart, you're there for a long time. You know, there's something like in New York City where a bus is going to come every 10 or 15 minutes. You know, I mean, you can get there, and that bus isn't going to pick you up for 2.5 hours. You know, it's a bigger circle, and I think that might be.
Well, ironically, the director was telling me that during the COVID, 2020 and 2021, there are 217 line, which is the one that runs from the village and goes over to the hospital, was utilized the most. Because
the train station.
To the train station as well, okay, yeah.
I think
but she was telling me that there were nurses who were utilizing it.
we can get the ridership up, so everybody would appreciate that too. Get that out there somehow. Joe, you have anything you want like to discuss tonight? Any items or
no?
Anything else on the board?
Just last week I had a meeting with Fort Knightley and Colby Casco, both of them doing a splash pad at Elliott. It's in the early planning stages.
That's
of the
community center.
Well, the village is going to run it. But there was
no, I think
well, that was a big topic of conversation. But maybe the town can help in whether it's supplying materials, lawn materials from Beckham's or something. So we'll be sending a letter in the next month or two.
To Fort Knightley?
Yeah, Fort Knightley and Colby Casco. They're guessing it's going to be about $150,000. So I know in the past we brought in like before where just to help out.
So it's called a splash pad?
Yeah, it's like a word.
I mean, I just don't know what, you don't know what it is, but what does it look like?
You don't want to know how to use it this year, but.
Well, that's what I'm, you know, and I don't know how that the thing is. Does it use recycled water? Can it, does it use it again?
No,
does it go
not
around?
Not recycled water. Okay.
You know, once it, once you use
it's
the water.
It's going to storm right into the state stormwater.
It goes right into the stormwater, I mean. Because I felt bad for the children this year, to be honest with you. You know, if you have 70 children up there, how much, you know, I mean, I know the water thing, but how much water, if it makes 70 people happy all at once, mm-hmm. is it what water well spent, I guess, you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the way I
would. Oh, yeah, that'll be used. Yeah. That's something that'll be used,
yep.
For sure.
Right.
Okay. You know where the playground is now?
Yeah.
Right there. I don't know where the playground is. I'm thinking about 100 by 100.
Oh,
that'd
be nice to have.
Motion to go into executive session, discuss specific personnel matters.
We need
to include the town clerk and Judge Polito.
Okay. All right. Got a motion by Jared to go into executive session, seconded by Patrick. And no additional business is going to transpire after.
Nope.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Yes. Take care.